The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of the Ben Maller Show podcast, recorded overnight. While you were sleeping, we were doing this podcast, unless we were not. But here in hour number one, and please download this. I know you're already listening to it right now, but download all 4 hours. Give us a nice review. That helps us out a lot. And try the fifth hour podcast on the weekend. But here in hour number one, it's all about that World Baseball Classic, pleasing to the eye. Baseball got the matchup they wanted. Japan beats the USA on the Shohei Ohtani strikeout of Mike Trout. So what do you think? The conclusion of the World Baseball Classic, what do you think of it? And we'll tell you why Shohei Ohtani is the big winner in more ways than one, and who gets to wear the goat horns and the dunce cap at the World Baseball Classic, the big loser in the moment. And what are the odds that Major League Baseball is able to convince more star pitchers to take part in the World Baseball Classic? Rob Manfred says it's 100% chance that this event will come back in 2026. Do you believe the 100% number? We'll talk about that. A bird's eye view of the World Baseball Classic right now. Here it is in hour number one. Rising to the challenge. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, making a connection as we satisfy your sports talk cravings, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and irresistibly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Pineapple Express. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead to begin the night here after a brand spanking new open at the top of the hour. How great was that? Don't get those very often. So it's nice when they happen. So our lead coming from baseball. That's right. A baseball Maller monologue before opening day. Very rare. It's rare and appropriate. By request, I have been badgered by seam heads who are demanding hot World Baseball Classic conversation. Now, my rebuttal is I have done multiple Maller monologues over the last couple weeks about the World Baseball Classic. One of them involves Snap, Crackle, Pop to the New York Mets closer, Edwin Diaz. The other one was a Schadenfreude heavy Maller monologue as we celebrated the punishment, finally a two-month punishment for that cheater, Jose Altuve of the Astros. But this is a little different, so bear with me. Major League Baseball has been hyping up what they're calling one of their showcase events. It's a global marketing opportunity. The made-for-TV moment took place on Tuesday night. It was on FS1. I don't know if you watched it or not. Maybe not. And you had two of the stars of baseball who never play in the postseason. They were eye-to-eye, belly-to-belly, mono-to-mono, whatever you want to say. Ninth inning, World Baseball Classic in Miami. You knew it wasn't a Marlins game because there were actually people in the crowd. And the World Baseball Classic there Tuesday night, South Florida, and the team from Japan trying to close out a win in the title game. On one side, you had Shohei Ohtani, who was brought in for the ninth inning, Japan holding on to a one-run lead, barely. And on the other side, you had his angel teammate, who you don't see unless you go to a regular season game, Mike Trout. Now, he was up third in the inning, and the game on the line, the leadoff batter, McNeil of the Mets, walked, and then Mookie Betts, saving his big hits for the playoffs, the real playoffs, not this Fugazi event. Mookie Betts hit a tailor-made 4-6-3 double play. So that set up Mike Trout, who had worked the count full, and then swing! Swing bada. He struck out on a slider by Ohtani, and that propelled the team from Japan to a 3-2 victory over Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. So they get the title. Let us discuss the question. What did you think of the conclusion, the crescendo of the World Baseball Classic? So I've got Billy Mays, science fiction film, and Agent K. And we'll toss some fat into the fire and we'll get the party started. So, this did appear like it was a scripted reality, simulated reality there. And maybe we're just all non-playable characters. But to set up a scenario in the ninth inning with the game on the line and you had Ohtani on the mound and Mike Trout at the plate, that does not typically take place in baseball. It's one of the problems with baseball, unlike basketball and football. If you have a star quarterback, you know this. The quarterback, if you're down in the fourth quarter, will have his hands on the ball. In basketball, if you're down in a few seconds to go, you can manipulate it where your star player has the game in his hands. In baseball, that's not typically how it goes, and that's why you see teams that aren't as talented win in baseball, because you have teams that you have players at the bottom of the lineup that are just as important in the key moments as players that are making all the money. But in this case, that aside, right, Shohei Ohtani, for multiple reasons, can truly smile from ear to ear. To the victor goes the spoils. He's the big winner in more ways than one in this head-to-head matchup, in the big picture, the World Baseball Classic. Let's be honest, in this country, it's a relatively low level of importance to the sports fan. Globally, it's got more meaning. But for Ohtani, this was a Herculean moment in the business of baseball. The people involved in that business were watching, and Ohtani closing things out like a thoroughbred. This tournament was essentially an infomercial for Shohei Ohtani and his pending free agent campaign following the upcoming regular season. It is a set it and forget it situation, a license to print even more money. Now, he's already got the international man of mystery behind him, but we might as well bring in the ghost of Billy Mays. Are you tired of your star baseball players not living up to the hype? Do you wish that your big name stars would have global appeal? Well, hi, I'm Billy Mays here with Shohei Ohtani. The fastest, easiest way to solve your baseball blues is with Ohtani. Guaranteed. Order right now. Operators are standing by. That's the pitch, right? He was already heading towards a record payday, and this only enhances it. Now, there's still a lot of baseball to go, and you could have a snap, crackle, pop situation, which would change things. But in this moment, we do the show today. We don't do the show tomorrow. We do the show today. And in this moment, Shohei Ohtani is Richie Rich, even more Richie Rich than before, and in large part because of the afterglow of this particular tournament. Now, turning the page. All right, page two. Who gets to wear the goat horns? Because the better story isn't the losing locker room. That would be the Team USA locker room at the World Baseball Classic. So at this moment, it is Ohtani's teammate. Now, I realize that many bleeding heart, Bruce Springsteen-loving baseball writers and bloggers have lamented for many years the fact that Mike Trout plays off the grid, that he's pretty much off in the woods and the boondocks of baseball, stuck in purgatory, playing meaningless game after meaningless game in Anaheim, away from the spotlight. But way back, I'm barely old enough to remember this. I was a little child in 2014, and Mike Trout appeared in three playoff games for the Halos. This is so long ago, the Royals were in the postseason, and good. And Anaheim went 0-3, and Trout went 1-12. And if I remember correctly, the one hit, which was a home run, the Angels were down by a gazillion runs at the time he hit the home run in Game 3, if I remember correctly. So here was a partial opportunity, not a full opportunity. It's not October baseball. It's March baseball. But it's better than spring training. It's better than a regular season game. You're in the pressure cooker, and how did that turn out? Mike Trout, at the end there, disintegrated into pieces by the time the World Baseball Classic had ended. Yet again, starring in a remake of a classic science fiction film, The Incredible Shrinking Man. Now, what is my evidence? Not only the eyeball test, but the numbers. Mike Trout, at the end of this thing, took it in the shorts. It's a small world after all. It's a small world. In his three final appearances, the World Baseball Classic, Trout was a deer. Maybe not a deer in the headlights, more like a Rob Deer. If you're an old school baseball fan, you know who that is. Played for the Brewers and a bunch of other teams back in the day. But he sucked at a time you cannot suck. Trout, not only did he whiff at the end against Ohtani, but the final three games, Trout had 15 at-bats. He went 3-15. That's a 200 batting average. Struck out 9 of the 15 at-bats over the final three games for the USA team, and had one stinking RBI and one walk over the final three games. Keep in mind that the pitching in the World Baseball Classic overall, top to bottom, was not world class. These were not the top pitchers. Certainly the major league pitchers, many of them cowardly. They would not take part in this, afraid of it. More on that in a sec. But Mike Trout closing it out 3-15. And the final three games there, that is not going to get it done. All right, last word here. So, Bozo the Clown has entered the chat, otherwise known as the Commissioner of Baseball. Rob Manfred, we like to call him Manfrod, but Rob Manfred said that the World Baseball Classic will 100% return in 2026. He pointed that out. Now, I'm going to address that, and then we'll get into the other things that he said. So, do I believe it's 100%? No, I don't believe it's 100% the World Baseball Classic will return. There's a lot of time between now and then. There's a lot of things that can take place between now and then. And you can't get past the fact, we can't get past the fact, because of the level of injury to big money players and the amount of money that baseball is going to have to pay in future World Baseball Classics, this becomes a problem. So I don't think it's 100%. No, I believe it's more than 65% that this thing's going to be back, but it's not 100%. Now, Manfred also groaned to the assembled media that he would like to see more star pitchers in the tournament. We just mentioned there were not many big-name pitchers that were part of this thing. He said, quote, "I'd like to see pitching staffs that are of the same quality as our position players." And he said baseball will attempt to convince the teams, the league office will attempt to convince the teams to be more supportive and more cooperative with their pitchers at future events. Now, Manfred, he said he's not lobbying, but he's a weasel, so of course he's going to have to lobby. He said, it's having facts. Manfred claims he's got the facts to support that pitching in high-leverage situations like these games, he said, actually helps players develop. So what are the odds that Major League Baseball is going to be able to convince more star pitchers to take part in the World Baseball Classic? So we are setting the Maller Sportsbook odds at plus 2,000, which is a less than 5% chance. So again, just in case you're keeping track, so I think there's an over 65% chance that this thing's back, but as far as more star pitchers, the volume of pitchers taking part, it's less than 5%. You have a lot of fires you got to put out. Not only do you have to convince the teams, but you also have to twist the arms of the pitchers. Now, considering the injuries to Diaz and Albuve, the owners are not going to be bending over and just handing you whatever you want as far as the big-ticket items are concerned. They have never cared about the marketing of the game. That's why baseball has become a regional sport. It's the leadership of baseball. They have failed the sport, and they at one point had a chokehold on popularity, and they gave it back, and other people took it. And as far as the plan here, may we recommend that the commissioner's office bring in Agent K and the neuralizer from Men in Black there. And if you use the neuralizer, you have the ability to wipe the mind of anybody who sees that flash. And once you've been neuralized, baseball can then replace the erased memories. And so then maybe you could work that out. As far as the pitchers are concerned, as a group, pitchers are near the very top of the food chain when it comes to entitled and babied. They remind me of your NBA superstar. They hold up about as well as warm cookie dough. And you have a vast assortment of delicate flowers, right? The pussy willow flower, for example. And Major League Baseball is going to have to fight the woo-woo pseudoscience, which is out there. See, Manfred's like, well, yeah, you know, the facts support my argument, high leverage situations. By the way, I hate to say this, but I actually agree with Rob Manfred. But the reality is that's not how it is perceived. Pitchers are taught, they've been taught this for at least a decade, that you only have a certain number of high leverage pitches in you per year. And the more high leverage innings you pitch, the more likely you are to have some kind of major injury. They've been told that, they've been brainwashed into that. Good luck. You've got a couple of years to change that. I'm not holding my breath. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on any of this, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369 if you'd like to be part of the fun. Also available on the Twitter machine, at Ben Maller. At Ben Maller if you'd like to be part. And we always welcome new people into the store. And you can join the fun. Give us a call right now, 877-99 on Fox. So you've got global domination. We'll get to that. And is Major League Baseball about to make some very last-second changes to the rule book? We are less than 10 days away from opening day in baseball. And are they about to move some things around in the rule book? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Eugene in Chicago writes in, he says, Ben, no question, Shohei Ohtani is the best player in baseball. Well, Eugene, the term best means as good as all the rest. But he certainly does more than any player in baseball. I know that. I don't know the very top, but he's certainly putting more work in than the vast majority of players. Ferg Dog writes in. He says, the page down here, what does he say? The real story is Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout are back to being teammates. I think they're poised to have breakout years for the Halos. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Milkman Mike writes in, says, a globally intriguing opening Maller monologue on the World Baseball Classic, though most Americans are not completely interested in it. We did take pride in the fact that we made the final, he says, but leave it to that gypsy poppy to curse us yet again. Ban Poppy's picks. Yeah, I heard that from multiple people. And the pie guy checked in. He said Poppy. Robbie the Mariner fan both all agreed that Poppy was the reason that Team USA lost that game. That it wasn't the lack of starting pitching. It wasn't the quality of the offense. It was Poppy giving the kiss of death. The kiss of death on these airwaves in a previous episode of the show. System of a Clown writes, and you know this is a big-time listener. System of a Clown says, Big Ben, do you think the World Series could ever be played in Japan? Could the World Baseball Classic ever be used to determine where postseason baseball is played? So I'm going to go no on that. And baseball does have a bit of a problem. It could be a blessing or a problem. It depends how you look at things. And I love baseball. A lot of people listen to the show, you know that. I get in trouble because I actually talk about it more than a lot of these other losers that do this for a living, and I enjoy it. Certainly nationally, there's not a lot of guys that talk a lot of baseball, but I enjoy baseball, and so I like it, and it's because I'm old. But baseball's got a problem. It's not clicking. It's a regional sport, and to point that out, this World Baseball Classic, you talk about global domination and the amount of influence that baseball has over the hearts, minds, and souls of the people of Japan. It's insane. So the TV ratings, which are a pretty good indicator, and they've done okay. Baseball's done okay. We obviously don't know the numbers for the game that was played on Tuesday night. They won't be available till later on Wednesday or possibly even Thursday. If they're bad, they might not be available till Friday afternoon. But to give you an example, I'll give you a point of reference here on global domination. So Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, they destroyed Cuba on Sunday in Miami. That was the game Trey Turner had a couple home runs in. They averaged that broadcast on FS1 averaged less than 2 million viewers. Now, Team USA, the quarterfinals, they had a win over Venezuela. That was on Saturday. And in that game, they got like 2.2 million people watching on Fox. Now, those games were in prime time. So I bring this up as a point of reference. And we go back, and some of the numbers that I was reading earlier, if you go back to 12 days ago, I think it was March 10th was the date, and Japan played the South Korean team. That was at the Tokyo Dome. And you want to take a guess how many people watched that game on Japanese television? Now, remember, in the U.S., domestically, you had 2.2 million on Saturday, Team USA. You had a little less than 2 million on Sunday. In Japan, it is estimated that that game averaged 62 million viewers on Japanese stuff. 62 million people in Japan were watching. That's, if I'm correct on the math, that's like one out of every two people were watching the broadcast on Japanese television. And Major League Baseball games in Japan have averaged a 44.4 rating. Now, I don't work in television. I'm worried about radio ratings. I'm not worried about television ratings. But that's nutso. That is, to put that in perspective, I read this earlier, that is bigger than any World Series audience ever to watch a World Baseball Classic game. It's crazy how popular baseball has been. It's been that way for a long time in Japan. It's not exactly like breaking news. But when you compare and contrast, just this, what is this? It's a World Baseball Classic. They've got their own major leagues in Japan. They've got their own thing going. They've been doing it a long time. They're pretty good at it. And here in the States, but just wild. It's absolutely wild, the difference there. Bigger than any World Series audience ever. Ever. And the percentage of households tuning in is wild. Completely off the
hook. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
John Morant spoke for the first time to reporters since returning from his suspension and his counseling for his issues off the court. Ja told reporters that he made a terrible decision, but he does not have a drinking problem, and he will always be Ja.
Did he really get counseling, Eddie? Did he really?
I don't know. I wasn't with him, but he went. He says he went somewhere.
He got the Reiki form of healing.
The what?
It's called Reiki. It's a Japanese form of energy healing, which according to...
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not kidding. That's okay. What he got. He went to a place in Florida. It's alternative medicine. It is, according to a medical quackery website, which keeps track of bogus medical treatments.
Who is that, Shirley?
Yes, I'm sure he's on there. But that is on there. That it's called like palm healing or universal energy. That is what Ja Morant did.
I'm sure that'll be very effective.
Oh, it's so funny. And the NBA is like, oh yeah, and all his partners, all these endorsers, he's like, oh yeah, he went to therapy. I'm like, oh, come on, what do you think, we're all morons? The funny thing is most people are. Most people have jobs and they don't have time to pay attention. They never look into it. And like it's so hilarious. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on through the overnight hours, this portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So the natives are restless in Major League Baseball. They're unhappy. And now Major League Baseball is considering changing the rules, which they just changed for spring training.
What?
Say what? Yes.
What?
A number of players have complained to the union about the new pitch clock rules, and Major League Baseball has admitted less than 10 days before opening day, the season begins on March 30th, that they are considering tweaking some of the big rule changes they put in prior to the start of the season. That includes the pitch clock. Restrictions on defensive shifts. The larger bases, they're not doing anything with that. But the word is that there's concern about when the timer starts, that the timer should be relaxed when no one is on base, and that hitters should have a little more time to be in the batter's box and alert to the pitcher. And they're complaining about that. And currently, as it stands, the batter would receive an automatic strike if they are not ready, prim and proper, standing at attention, ready to receive the pitch with 8 seconds remaining on the clock. A number of hitters have complained as well, we're hearing, because they would like to have more than one timeout per play to per- This is great.
Hey, I have a question if you don't mind.
Yes, Eddie Garcia with a question. Mr. Garcia.
Why did they make the bases bigger? What was the rationale behind that?
I believe it was, and Roberto might be able to correct me, I believe it was because Bryce Harper slipped on a base a couple years ago and got hurt, and there have been some other players that have slipped, and they think that it's because the base was too small. I think that's part of it.
No, I thought it was because they want players to just to increase the people stealing bases.
Well, that's part of it, but I believe it was because Bryce Harper got hurt sliding on a base, trying to reach the base a couple years ago for the Phillies, if I remember correctly, and there's been some other. So they figure if the bases are bigger, yeah, you have more stolen bases maybe, but also you'll have more room. You know, those bang-bang plays at first base when the runner's running down the line. And remember, who was that first baseman for the Brewers? He's bounced around, that injured. He stepped on the foot of...
Machado stepped on his foot in the playoff game.
Was it Machado that stepped on his foot? I thought he stepped on a guy's foot, too.
Machado stepped on his foot? Yeah,
it was Machado.
Machado with the Dodgers, yeah.
No, there you go. No, but there's been more than one instance of that, too. So anyway. All right, let's take some calls. Here it is, a call-in radio show. And let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Emmett is cashing a golden ticket, and so he is up first. Hello, blind Emmett.
Hello, Big Ben. How are you doing?
If I was any better, I would be taking a nap right now or sleeping, but I'm not. I'm talking.
Ben, how do they know you're actually doing the show live right now, though? This could be a taped show. You never know that.
Well, yes, this is a CIA psyop. It's all a deep fake. And I stopped doing radio. A lot of people don't know this, but they don't realize this. And I'll tell you, Emmett, when were you born, Emmett?
04.
I actually stopped doing radio in 03. So your entire life, I have not done radio.
This is actually a fake Ben Maller voice. Roberto's typing it into the keys and enter, and it's talking. But yeah.
Because I can tell the world right now, and I'm the only one that has this. The real Ben Maller, he retired from radio because he was making so much money doing the overnight show, figured he didn't actually need to do it anymore, so they just replaced him with a computer.
Yeah, that'd be something. But this whole baseball World Classic thing is, I think it's really cool to see for Ohtani and Japan, but we have to realize something here for Ohtani in terms of success. I mean, Ohtani's a great player. I mean, the pitching at a high level and the hitting at a high level is crazy and it's cool. But he plays for the Angels, man. So in terms of actual MLB success, I really don't know if he's going to get that this year. The memes on Mike Trout and Ohtani against each other, though, on Twitter, Ben, that you've probably seen some of these on throughout your day, but people are like, oh, having Mike Trout and Shohei on the same team, you think this would be a playoff team? Oh, wait, it's the Angels. I mean, it's interesting because I know Robbie was tweeting into the show, Shohei should go to the Mariners. I'm really interested to see what happens with this whole Shohei thing in the offseason in terms of his contract.
Yeah, he likes Southern California. He'll play for the Dodgers next year. They'll give him, I think, half. What are they going to give him, Roberto? Do we know what Ohtani is going to get? Is he going to get the
$500 million
revenue from the pavilion out in left field?
Right.
They'll get the revenue there. They'll give him the proceeds. They can't give him parking because that old owner, Frank McCourt, has the parking. So they can't give him that.
But, I wish the Dodgers picked him up. But there's one thing. Ohtani and all that on the Dodgers. They're going to do great things in the regular season, but Roberto, get ready to hit the bell. So I know you're going to agree. Dave Roberts needs to be gone if you guys want to have playoff success. I mean, dude just chokes every year.
No, Dave Roberts is the perfect manager.
Roberto leaves Twitter.
No, Dave Roberts is perfect because he does whatever he's told. So he's the Manchurian candidate. So he's perfect.
If they got
rid of Dave Roberts, thank you, Emmett. If they got rid of Dave Roberts, they would just replace Dave Roberts with another sock puppet. So
yeah, Dave Roberts, that's what the payroll the Dodgers have. He's making $1 million.
Dave Roberts goes to tell you
that he has no say in what the Dodgers do.
No,
the puppet.
By the time he's done, he'll have every wins record for the Dodgers. He'll be the all-time winningest Dodger manager if he just lasts. If he doesn't quit, because they're not going to fire him. Time now for the Who Am I game. Here we go. You can call me a ball hawk. My three pick sixes since the start of the 2020 season are the most of any player in the NFL. Again, call me the ball hawk if you want. My three pick sixes since 2020 are the most of any player in the NFL since that date. Who am I? I will give you the answer. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your announcer guy, your news guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
It's so big, I don't think you could really kind of get your mouth around it. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Pay off the Who Am I game. Take some calls as well. And this portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. And here is the aforementioned Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. Call me the ball hawk if you want. My three pick sixes since the start of the 2020 season are the most of any player in the NFL. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Late night drug testers going with Deion Sanders as his answer. Willy Wonka, guessed by the Cowboy Killer. The Sawman says it has to be Mississippi State defensive back Emmanuel Forbes as the answer. Who else? Page down. Can't read that on the air. Artie Marino, guessed by Ferg Dog. That's his selection. Minka Fitzpatrick from Robbie the Mariner fan. Tim McKire, guessed by Oscar. That's his answer. Page down. Ha ha. Clinton Dix, guessed by White Rob the First.
Ha ha.
Very funny. JT says that's Matthew Stafford. Good listening skills there, JT. Way to go on that. Good job by you. Sir Scratchoff is the leader in all-time pick sixes, guessed by Malapropka. Yeah, well, he does like the lottery. We know that. The Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin from Rob in Vegas. Ron Popeil from Rob the Goatman. What a legend he was in his day. James Weinstein, guessed by Justin in Cincinnati. The Curse of Poppy from the Burner account. Nick in Wisconsin is going with Nick Collins as his answer. Gus, the man named Gus, says Troy Polamalu is the way to go. Milkman Mike in Colorado says Patrick Surtain the second. Who else do we have? Page down. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Ball Hawk loser Zach Hample is the answer. Eddie, do you have an answer? It is not Andre Dawson, known as the Hawk, guessed by listener Mason in
Huntington Beach. It's a great guess. No, the answer, Ben, is former St. Louis Cardinals football player Larry Wildcat Wilson.
Oh, the great Larry Wildcat Wilson. Is that correct? Is that the answer? No, that does not win this dog and pony show. The correct answer: he played for Tampa Bay. Mike Edwards, who's now part of the Kansas City Chiefs, as he has three pick sixes since 2000, the most of any player in the NFL. Let's go to the phones right now. We'll say hello to Danny, who's in Vermont. Hello, Danny. You're on Fox Sports Radio. Welcome. Danny has checked out of the building. We'll say hello to, let's go to Jed, who fled, who's next. Hello, Jed.
I know why that SOB backed out, because Vermont is off the rails. Ben, in the Second South, you don't never know what you're going to see, but I found me a dead horse, and this dead horse has a sexual fetish and likes to be beaten, so I'm about to beat this dead horse.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you. I'm going to let you go on that. All right, thank you. Let's go to Joey in Nashville. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Joey, if I was any better, I'd be having what you're having tonight, but I'm not.
I don't know. At least I was calling Ben What do you think about the new Alabama deal with the football player busting all them drugs, doing about 150 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Just trying to run from the cops and all that.
What do I think about it? I don't think that was a wise decision. I mean, what are you doing here?
I mean, you know, I mean, did you hear the interview that the coach gave out compared to the one that the basketball player sort of took shots at him, you know?
Yeah. We talked about this in a previous episode of the show. Yeah, Saban was taking some backhanded shots at the basketball program. It's got to annoy Saban. Saban likes to be the only one that does anything good. He does not want competition from the basketball program. Alabama basketball, stay in your lane. They're not supposed to be good. What's up with that?
I know it. I just thought it was like, you know.
Does that ever work? Like, I mean, it must work. Like, if you go fast enough, maybe you can get away from the police. I don't recall seeing that actually work, but.
I don't either. I mean, you know, that was, it is, I was like, what the hell? I mean, excuse my language, but, you know, what in the world, you know, is going on? Yeah. You know,
what in the world is happening here? I can't believe it. It's unbelievable, Joey.
Yeah,
just like your phone calls.
Thing for Mr. 80, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I talked to Jim Nance again. The first thing I asked him was about the toast.
Okay. What'd he say?
And the toast is he carries a pitcher with him because he orders his toast burnt and he never gets it burnt.
That's right.
And what he figured out over 38 years, waiting 10 more minutes for every breakfast, he turned it into years, basically.
No. Me and Jim Nance have this in common. I like my food well done also. So that's a good move. That's a solid move.
I eat it the waffle or Waffle House, whichever you call it, a lot, you know.
Yeah, no, Jim Nance is absolutely correct.
Only weirdos like burnt food.
No, Nance, you know what? I think you should apologize to Jim Nance, Eddie. That's a great move by Nance. Think of all the time he travels for his job. He's going to different cities every weekend. He wants his toast a certain way. Give me my toast. I need my toast. And now he gets it the way he wants it. That's brilliant by Jim Nance. What a genius that guy is.
Real man of the people.
He is, absolutely. He's friends with Joey the alcoholic. Come on.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.